Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. This episode, we're going to be talking about why dogs have round pupils but cats have slit pupils. Or more generally, why are pupils different shapes? Like, why did the robot and iRobot have square pupils, and could it see anything, or was it just, it just did that to look cool? But first, writer mail. Pardon me while I scroll down to find this writer mail. The reason I have to scroll every time is that writer mail shows up as unread mail in my Gmail inbox, and I have it set up on the web version of Gmail to show unread mail at the top, but I don't think you can do that with the mobile version of Gmail. I think you can only have it be chronological, which is why I have to scroll past all this mail I've already read to get to the unread. Here we go. This writer mail is from the 415 area code. This writer writes, "Hi Tree, hot dogs. I thought it would make a good experiment. All you well on the BART train. Let me know how it works out, and a great day." Hot dogs are a good experiment. Yeah, I'm going to call this writer back and say how the hot dog experiment worked. There's another writer mail. I'm just scrolling to find it. Scrolling. Scrolling. Scrolling to find the writer mail. All this mail I'm scrolling past. This writer mail is from the 917 area code. This writer writes, "Jimbo, como esta yo qui en?" So, okay, was dead the bed. Okay. There's Pine, you're 48, to Eva and Poison Oak Place, Las California, hello. Jimbo, good to see you. I hope I caught you in time about the topic of old writer mails that never got read. I had sent in a good one a long, long time ago. It was about this mayor, South American country, and she was something really bad happened. They attacked her, and something like she had to do her business, and it came out in a bag. So it relates to the train hot dogs, where you talk about Kiki the possum. Don't ask me, okay? No, not eggs like scrambled eggs. Don't make me anyway. It was a really good writer mail, and it was a little too long. I think I was cracking up. But that's all pretty much. I'll get back to you later, man. Have a good day, and I wish you the best of luck in this topic that you are and I've had first." So this person clearly is cognizant of train hot dog as a thing. They've talked about a bunch of, like, there were some nouns in there that I recognize as, like, topics of previous train hot dogs. So that's cool. Most writer mails I can't say the same about. But I couldn't actually, you know, like, I hope I read your mail. I think that's what you were saying, is that I didn't read your mail, but I hope I did. I could search for this area code and find out. I'm going to do that. I'm going to search for this area code. Also searching for a portion of the... Oh, yeah. There was a... Oh, there's been a number of rider mails from this person. I'm just going to go through them in chronological order. All right, this one's from January 7th. I agree, that's a very... Just to make this guy happy, like, apparently I didn't read his rider mail or something, or her rider mail. I agree, that's a very prominent question. I also had a thought about this new feature of... January 8th. Transcribal. February 27th. Jimbo, Jeremy, two things. This one's all in lowercase, so, like, maybe they transcribed it themselves. Jimbo, Jeremy, two things. Thanks, a shout-out. Number one, I funny that you mentioned how red the redwoods work, because, in fact, the picture I had was black and white, so that is something that was lost on me. So thank you, baby, number to Mars. Listen, I guess I caught me in a bit of a moment, but he was yapping about the disc or disc, that, hey, all I was trying to say was, you know, it is what we're trying here, You know, anyway, just wanted to kind of those little things around. Have a great day, my friend. Good night. March 16th. Jimbo, what's up? Not much to report. Just saying hi. My birthday is on Friday. So I appreciate a happy one. And I think these in doing something for appendices or our gale stones, kidney stones, or anything like that. I'm just be careful with the cast. All right, Jim. See you later. Have a great night. Peace. March 16th. Oh, that's the one I just read. March 29th. Jimbo, Rainbow, Wambo, Jumbo. No, Jim, really had a... I wanted to know what you felt the emotional part of your life was up to this point right now. Thanks so much, man. Have a great day. I love you. Bye. March 29th. That's the one I just read. April 13th. Jimbo, it's me, Mr. 917, but you can call me J, dog. That's J-D-O-G-G. You know what I need. Anyway, thanks for the answer. That's the answer to my question from last week. But I have a new question for you, because April is Frog Month. How are you going to be celebrating April is Frog Month? Thanks, buddy, as always. Love you, peace out, have a good day and night. Bye-bye. Okay, so this guy's name is J-Dog. That's good to know. Okay, new mail from May 23rd. Jimbo, hey buddy, how's it doing? Sorry for the absence. I have been, you know, hungry, broke, all that jazz. Can't pick up the phone to call Jimbo anyway. I had a question. Can you guys burn through all the Kickstarter money yet, or is that still going strong? Doesn't matter what it's for. Just curious about that. Other thing is that, what day is it? I keep thinking I'm going to miss you. Are you always going to co-working anyway? Sorry. I'm not an essay over here or whatever else. There was something else, but I forget, and I'll call you back. A good luck exploring the topic at hand, man. I don't know what else to say, but I enjoyed the GDC May. Let's see. What's up? All right. Bye. So that... I hope that... I read... So I just read all this... All J-Dog's writer mail. So I hope that makes you happy, J-Dog. I didn't actually respond to any of it, so maybe I'm just being a jerk. Oh right, pupils. Dog pupils fight. Intelligence for your life. Do cats have better vision than dogs? Dogs versus cats. Who has better visions? It says vision, but I said visions. Like, who hallucinates better? That's pretty funny. Why? What do dogs and cats see? Why cats have vertical pupils? Unequal pupil size in cats. Why domestic cats have slit pupils and big cats don't? That's interesting. That's almost the question I asked. Well, not the question I asked, but almost the question I should have asked. If you've ever gazed into a house cat's eyes and wondered why they don't look like yours, or even like the big cats like tigers, you were onto something. By wondering. Yeah, okay, you can be onto a thing by wondering, I guess. The shape of an animal's pupils is linked to its lifestyle. A new study published in the Journals of Science Advances suggests. Scientists analyzed the pupil shapes and ecological roles of 214 species of land animals, including a variety of cats. Their results show that species with vertical slit shaped pupils tend to be ambush predators, whereas those with circular pupils tend to be active foragers which chase down prey. For species that are active both night and day, like domestic cats, slit pupils provide the dynamic range needed to help them see in dim light, yet not get blinded by the midday sun, lead author Martin Banks of the University of California, Berkeley, said in a statement. This is not the only piece of the feline people puzzle that researchers uncovered, however. A surprising thing we noticed from this study is that slip peoples were linked to predators that were close to the ground. Co-author William Sprague, a postdoctoral researcher in Banks Lab, said in a statement, "So domestic cats have vertical slits, but bigger cats like tigers and lions don't. Their peoples are round like humans and dogs." Out of the 65 ambush predators with forward-facing eyes included in the story, 44 had vertical pupils. Even more strikingly, 82% of them were rather small, measuring less than 42 centimeters, or 16.5 inches, from foot to shoulder. Yet none of this explains why cats have vertical slit pupils, whereas horses have horizontal slit pupils. The researchers found that horizontal slit pupils were most common among grazing prey animals like deer and sheep. To figure out how the orientation of animals' pupils affected its vision, the researchers used computer models. Stretching out pupils horizontally, the researchers found, allows an animal to align its pupils with the ground. This in turn lets more light in from the back, front, and sides. The first key visual requirement for those animals is to detect approaching predators, which usually come from the ground, so they need to see panoramically on the ground with minimal blind spots, Banks said in a statement. The second critical requirement is that once they do detect a predator, they need to see whether they are running. They have to see well enough out of the corner of their eye to run quickly and jump over things. Now that they've tackled terrestrial species, the researchers hope to turn their attention to pupils of animals that spend most of the time up in the sky, in trees, or underwater in upcoming studies. Do cats have to blink? Do cats see only in black and white? How far can cats hear and smell? What colors do cats see? Cat senses is a Wikipedia page. Cat senses are adaptations that allow cats to be highly efficient predators. Cats have acute sight, hearing, and smell, and their sense of touch is enhanced by long whiskers that protrude from their heads and bodies. These senses allow cats to hunt effectively in dim light and at night. They have sight. Okay, here's a whole list. Sight, hearing, smell, touch, and taste. Cats, like dogs and many other animals, have a tapetum lucidum, which is a reflective layer behind the retina that sends light that passes through the retina back into the eye. While this improves the ability to see in the darkness, it appears to reduce net visual acuity, thus detracting when light is abundant. In very bright light, the slit-like pupil closes very narrowly over the eye, reducing the amount of light on the sensitive retina and improving depth of field. Big cats have pupils that contract to a round point. The tapetum and other mechanisms give the cat a minimum light detection threshold that is 7 times lower than that of humans. Variation in color of cats' eyes in flash photographs is largely due to reflection of the flash by the tapetum. Cats have a visual field of view of 200 degrees compared with 180 in humans, but a binocular field overlapping images of each eye narrower than that of humans. As with most predators, their eyes face forward, affording depth perception of the expansive field of view. Field of view is largely dependent on the placement of the eyes, but may also be related to the eye's construction. Instead of the fovea, which give humans sharp central vision, cats have a central band known as the visual streak. Cats can see some colors and can tell the difference between red, blue, and yellow lights, as well as the red between just red and green lights. Cats are able to distinguish between blues and violets better than other colors near the red end of the spectrum. A 2014 study found that, along with several other mammals, cat lenses transmit significant amounts of ultraviolet, which suggests that they possess sensitivity to this part of the spectrum. Cats have a second eyelid, the nictitating membrane. Nictitating is such a good word, I love it. Which is a thin cover that closes from the side and appears when the cat's eyelid opens. The membrane partially closes if the cat is sick, although in a sleepy state the membrane is often visible. Cats struggle to see still water and will often disrupt the surface with paws or lick water off their paws. Cats often sleep during the day so they can hunt at night. Unlike humans, cats do not need to blink their eyes on a regular basis to keep their eyes lubricated. Unblinking eyes are probably an advantage when hunting. Cats will, however, squint their eyes, usually as a form of communication expressing affection and ease around another cat or human. Cats also have hearing. And cats have a similar range of hearing on the low end of the scale, but cats can hear much higher pitched sounds, up to 64 kHz, which is 1.5 octaves above the range of a human, and even one octave above the range of a dog. When listening for something, a cat's ears will swivel in that direction. A cat's ear flaps, pinnae, can independently point backwards as well as forwards and sideways to pinpoint the source of the sound. Cats can judge within 3 inches the location of a sound being made 1 yard away. This can be useful for locating prey. It is a common misconception that all white cats with blue eyes are deaf. This is not true, as there are many blue-eyed cats with perfect hearing. However, white cats with blue eyes do have a slightly higher incidence of zernike deafness than white cats of other eye colors. White cats having one blue and one other colored eye are called odd-eyed and may be deaf on the same side as the blue eye. This is the result of a yellow iris pigmentation rising to the surface of only one eye, as blue eyes are normal at birth before the adult pigmentation has had a chance to express itself in the eyes. The domestic cat's sense of smell is about 14 times as strong as a human's. Cats have twice as many receptors in the olfactory epithelium as people do, meaning the cats have a more acute sense of smell than humans. Cats also have a scent organ in the roof of their mouths called the vomeronasal, or Jacobson's organ. When a cat wrinkles its muzzle, lowers its chin, and lets its tongue hang a bit, it is opening the passage to the vomeronasal. This is called gaping, sneering, snake's mouth, or phlegming. Gaping is the equivalent of the phlegmon response in other animals, such as dogs, horses, and cats. I'm clicking on that. Here's a picture of a horse doing a funny thing. The phlegmon response, also called the phlegmon position, phlegmon reaction, phlegming, or phlegmoning, is a behavior whereby animals curl back its upper lip, exposing its front teeth, inhales with the nostrils usually closed, and it often holds this position for several seconds. It may be performed over a sight of substance or substance of particular interest to the animal, e.g. urine or feces, which may be performed with the neck stretched and held high in the air. Phlegmon is performed by a wide range of mammals, including ungulates and felids. Behavior facilitates the transfer of pheromones and other scents into the vomeronasal organ located above the roof of the mouth via a duct which exits just behind the front teeth of the animal. Cats, like dogs and many other animals, have a tapetum lucidum, which is a reflex, like they're back to sight again. Hang on. A cat has about 24 movable whiskers, vibrissae, in 4 sets on each upper lip, on either side of its nose. Some cats may have more. There are also a few on each cheek, tufts over the eyes, bristles on the chin, and the cat's inner wrists and at the back of the legs. The Sphinx, an nearly hairless breed, may have full-length, short, or no whiskers at all. The structure of the brain region, barrel cortex, in which receives the information from the vibrissae, is similar to that found in the visual cortex, which permits the cat to create a three-dimensional map of its surroundings. This doesn't mean that sensing with vibrissae is a type of vision. It's still a touch sensation, and environmental information is built up incrementally in small steps. Vibrissae and aid sensation in navigation. The upper two rows of whiskers are able to be moved independently with the lower two rows for greater precision during measurement. A cat's whiskers are more than twice as thick as ordinary cat hairs, and their roots are 3 times deeper in a cat's tissue than other hairs. They have numerous nerve endings at the base, which give cats extraordinarily detailed information about nearby air movements and objects with which they make physical contact. They enable a cat to know that it is near obstacles without it needing to see them. Whiskers also aid in hunting. High-speed photography reveals that when a cat is unable to see its prey because it is too close to its mouth, its whiskers move so as to form a basket shape around its muzzle in order to precisely detect the prey's position. A cat whose whiskers have been damaged may bite the wrong part of its prey, indicating they provide cats with detailed information about the shape and activity of the prey. The cat family was shown in 2005 to lack the TAS1R2 protein, one of 2 required for the function of the sweetness sensory receptor. A deletion in the relevant gene causes the shift in the genetic reading frame, leading to transcription stopping early and no detectable mRNA, or protein produced. The other protein, TAS1R3, is present at identical data of other animals, and their relevant taste buds are still present but inactive. Such a genetic marker found in the entire family and not other animals must be the result of a mutation in an early ancestor as a deletion mutation that could not revert, and thus would be inherited by all descendants. As the evolutionary tree branched out, some scientists now believe this is the root of the cat family's extremely specialized evolutionary niche as a hunter and carnivore. Their modified sense of taste would cause them to some degree ignore plants, a large part of whose taste appeal derives from their high sugar content. In favor of a high protein carnivorous diet, which would still stimulate their remaining taste receptors. Cat senses. Eye shapes of the animal world hint at differences in our lifestyles. Is this the same? I think this is an NPR article that's based on the same study that I read earlier. I'm trying to click on it. Take a close look at a house cat's eyes and you'll see pupils that look like vertical slits. But a tiger has round pupils like humans do, and the eyes of other animals like goats and horses have slits that are horizontal. Oh, that's it for me.